Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Youth athletic coaches can wield an enormous power, and traditionally their toughness has been upheld as a virtue. But when do their demands cross the line? We know most coaches love teaching their sport, but sometimes things can certainly change. My guest is Dr. Cody Moffitt. He's a member of the Executive Committee on the American Academy of Pediatrics Council on Sports, Medicine, and Fitness. Welcome to the show, Dr. Moffitt. Let's speak about coaches. What are you seeing in the country today going on? Most coaches are pretty good, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think most volunteer coaches out there have, again, I think everybody has their best interest at heart and wants to not only teach kids the game of whatever sport they're participating in, and you know, hopefully teaching sportsmanship and teamwork and those healthy lifestyle habits, but some coaches, and the article quoted in Pediatrics shows, again, a significant number of coaches or players feel like coaches have engaged in bullying and belittling behavior. But I think the majority of coaches are right on target.
So let's start with parents, because I am a parent of soccer players, and I know how I feel sometimes when I see either the coach yelling at my little soccer players or other parents, which is a whole nother show in itself. What do you say to parents? Give advice for parents who are concerned about their child's coach when they think that maybe the coach is crossing the line, or if you think your child's coach is too aggressive or a bully. What are the warning signs, and what's a parent to do?
I think the first warning sign is watching your own child's behavior and see how they're responding to things. Now, in athletics, I think it's reasonable to get someone's attention with a raised voice. I mean, sometimes as parents, we have to do that from time to time as well. But what's the message being delivered? Is it a raised voice where I'm trying to get a child's attention, get them focused, have them either remember what they've been taught, teach a new skill, technique, or tactic? Or is it I'm raising my voice to make someone, especially a child, feel bad about what they've done? You know, they perform poorly, call them out, embarrass them, you know, chop at their self-esteem, and then leave them in that state and not do anything about it. And it's at that point where you've really lost the teaching moment, you've lost the chance to get somebody to progress, you've just made a child feel bad and have done nothing in follow-up. Does that make sense?
And if you see the coach saying, really? What were you thinking? What was that out there? I mean, you see that all the time. What is a parent supposed to do? Do you sit back on the sidelines? Do you get up and confront the coach? Or do you coddle your child, which could make things worse?
I think it's best to confront the coach after the fact, alone. And there's kind of a good rule in youth sports, and we call it the 24-hour rule, where I think unless there's, you know, an imminent threat to a child or anybody else, take 24 hours, count to 10, think about it, calm down, formulate your thoughts, and then come back and have an adult-to-adult conversation without young people around and say, this is what I observed, these are my concerns, and I'm worried about how you presented this to my kid or somebody else's child, and try to diffuse the situation that way. Because many times when a coach or any other adult is called on the carpet for their own behavior, they tend to readjust at that point, because none of us like our own faults to be pointed out to us.
Absolutely not, especially when the parents are involved. And I know that it can't be easy for these coaches, so you want the parents to take 24 hours, think about what they want to say, make a rational, you know, argument with the coach about what it is that they find that the coach did. That's really great advice. Now, what about the parents who are coaches? What do you want them to keep in mind? What should their goal be for their child's team? What's most important? Should they be building up the self-esteem of their children? Everyone's having fun. Everybody plays. Or are they teaching the child competition? Sports is tough. You know, toughen up.
I agree, and all of the above. In my opinion, what we're really trying to do with youth sports is, again, teach sportsmanship, teamwork, you know, how to work on a team and work as a unit, some healthy lifestyle skills. And yes, you want to teach kids to win, but you also need to learn to win with grace and lose with grace as well. And you don't want to teach kids to go out and just participate in the sport and not be competitive. But there's also, I think, limits on how far people should go. And when you start crossing that line into chopping away at a child's self-esteem, then I think that's the point where you've exceeded those limits.
Well, and you don't want your child to then start to hate the sport because they don't have a great coach. I know that I've had some iffy coaches in all these years, and I've had to keep my children playing the sport that I know that they love, and you can't let the coach be the deciding factor. But as you say, these are volunteers and maybe not, you know, professional coaches, and they're, in the most part, doing the best that they can.
I agree. But even some of the more intense and abusive coaches can, you find those sometimes at the more elite levels, the select levels, the travel levels for different sports. And that's when it gets harder to deal with as a parent, because you want your child, and your child wants to be on the more advanced team, and if they have that talent, they can do it. And then often there becomes a tolerance, if you will, for the behavior that, you know, you normally wouldn't tolerate at a less competitive level, because everybody feels like we need to be on that higher level team, so we need to maybe put up with some of this behavior. And I would argue that the answer to that is no, you don't.
Okay, so in the high school level, in that travel leagues, in the travel teams, you know, these kids say, Mom, I have to play. I really have to. Or if I don't go, this football coach is going to punish me. He's going to make me do tons of laps and tons of push-ups. Again, just please reiterate with your very best advice, what's a parent to do about the situation? When, I mean, do we go to higher ups? Then you feel like you're tattling, and could it make the situation for your child worse? We only have about a minute left.
Okay. Really quick.
A little long.
Step one, talk to the coach directly. If that doesn't work, absolutely do the right thing for certainly your child or any child. And if we need to talk to an athletic director or the coach's superior, travel director, whatever it may be. And if that doesn't work and you feel like you need to protect your child, do the right thing. And if you need to pull your child off the team, you do it. And it's enough people doing that that really gets the attention of those in charge.
And to get the attention, and as you say, Dr. Moffitt, you know, sometimes just being called out for adults out onto the mat is enough to make them change behavior. So just to recap, Dr. Moffitt has suggested you take your time, you talk with the coach reasonably after the fact about what they've done, you keep your child in the sport that they love, and you talk to them about what's going on so that you and your child are communicating very well. And you also, if you have to go higher up, then that's what you do, because it's in the best interests of the children. They do need to learn competition. They do need to learn good sportsmanship and team play. But yet, most of them are not going on to professional sports, and you do want them to have fun and get exercise and be fit, and that's really what it's all about. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of the great information we've given, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.